Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Blue Origin founder Jeff Bezos.
Hell yeah.
Former CEO of Amazon. He briefly blasted into space on Tuesday morning, along with his brother Mark and two others aboard approximately a 10-minute flight up into space there on the edge of space, I guess. There was some debate of whether he could call himself an astronaut or not.
Oh, boy.
But during a press conference following that jaunt to space, the Amazon founder expresses thanks to Amazon employees and customers who he said paid for all this. And some people got upset with that, including Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York. She pounced on Bezos' comments and said, yes, Amazon workers did pay for this with lower wages, union busting,
shut up,
a frenzied and inhumane workplace, and delivery drivers not having health insurance during a pandemic.
It's his money. He can do what he wants with it. Okay? Look, and I'm not defending our, you know,
there is some merit to what she's saying, by the way.
No, I get it. I totally get it. But, you know what I mean? They choose to work there, you know? Like, I totally get it. The guy is a scumbag. I know. And I keep giving him my damn money because it's convenient. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Man. I'm part of the problem. We all are. I get a package every damn day. Well, not lately. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, but back when I had money, Will, I was getting several packages a day, probably.
I know. It's
probably
so
should have been saving it. All right. Let me just voice, and I hope I'm not the only one that feels this way. I don't care that he went up into the space in a giant dildo today. I just don't. I don't care that he's got so much money that he could call his brother up and go dildo up into space. I don't care that he took an old-ass lady and some young boy from the Netherlands. Don't care. He's a rich prick. They do rich prick stuff. Don't care. Just like I don't care that there's assholes in Tampa that drive Lamborghinis that I want to punch in the face when I see them in person. Don't care. It's your life, bitch. You know what I mean? Fly into space.
I guess the only people, I tweeted this out today, the only people that are more annoying than Jeff Bezos and his $1 billion are the people who are bitching about him launching himself into space. I wish he would launch those people into space.
Look, that's my point, too. I don't care that he went up into space, and I don't care if it bothers you. So if you're one of these people like, you know how many starving people he could have fed? He wasn't going to feed them anyway. He's got so much money, he can't count it all. He gave his wife like $1 jillion. So much money, you can't fathom that much money. It doesn't matter. Money is not even a thing. The number doesn't even count. The guy will never, ever be able to be broke. You think he was going to go out and buy goddamn Happy Meals for a town somewhere? No. He's going to fly dildos. That's what they do. He's racing other billionaires to space. How's that going to help humanity? It's not. I mean, maybe it might lead to relocating on Mars in 100 years. Hey, newsflash. We're all going to be dead. All of us. Okay? We're heading towards the end of humanity. MIT said it in 1972, and we're still on a dead-end course. But either way, none of us on Twitter are going to be around for Mars, okay? Jackoffs. So stop getting pissed off when billionaires do billionaire stuff. It's what they do. God.
And you know, remember airfare was in the 50s, was a lot of money. And developments in that helped, you know.
Okay.
It's going to be an overall positive thing for humanity. But I got to admit, I watched it today, and I got a little teary-eyed.
Not me, man. I don't care, because I don't see what going to the edge of space is going to do for humanity.
Well, I think it does have implications. Even though you don't see it, it definitely does. Like the example I gave, you know, with the airfare.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, had all these rich people using the flying in airplanes and stuff, and it kind of funded innovation to have people travel around.
But that is useful. Flying to city to city is useful. Yes.
Well, there's going to be useful things that come from space travel, too. I have no doubt about it.
What?
There will be. I guarantee it. I don't know what they are at the top of my head, but it's going to be an overall good thing.
To me, it just seems like, you know, if you had an aquarium full of fish.
It's going to open up industry and stuff. Mining asteroids. There's asteroids out there that are just made of gold.
Neat.
And diamond and all this stuff. It'll be able to.
Yeah, they probably got COVID 4000 on them. You'll bring it back down here and we'll all fart dust and die. If I had an aquarium full of fish and the fish figured out how to put a little helmet on and walk around the house, how's that going to help the damn fish? It's not. Stay in your aquarium. The earth is our aquarium.
These are false equivalencies. That's not the same thing.
I just don't know why
we gave you a few examples.
Why are we trying to leave? Why are we trying to? Well, then go up.
The earth is burning. Everything's crumbling. It's getting too hot. The seas are rising.
Where are we going?
We gotta find somewhere else to go.
Mars is dead too.
No, man. They'll you know put some carbon dioxide up there and heat it up.
Put it here.
No, we already are.
Man, we have trees here.
What are you talking about? You're talking about the opposite things.
I'm just saying.
You're not thinking clearly.
What?
Well, joining the 57-year-old billionaire, business tycoon, and his brother aboard the jaunt to space was 82-year-old Wally Funk, who's a lady.
Yeah.
And 18-year-old Oliver Damon.
Who cares about these idiots?
Respectively, the oldest and youngest individuals ever to have ventured into space.
Whoop-a-doo!
The first flight took place on the anniversary of the historic Apollo 11 moon landing and marked the company's first flight with people aboard its new Shepard rocket system.
It's a dildo.
Bezos said that the way to protect the Earth is slowly over decades to move all heavy industry, all polluting industry, out into space. There you go.
Oh,
so
neat.
That's what we're going to do so we can keep this planet the gem that it is. So there you go. That's how they're going
to
do it.
Yeah, that's what he wants to tell you. Okay.
Now, there was
a... He's a rich guy that went to outer space. He's still got a boner. To this second, he's just walking around with a full boner.
This Wally Damon kid, who was the... Oliver.
Yeah.
Wally's the lady. Now, he was the runner-up, apparently, in this... because that seat was auctioned off, I guess it was for charity or something, on this plane. And the anonymous bidder won the seat for $28 million. This seat to fly to the edge of space.
Uh-huh.
Anonymous. You don't know who it is. It turns out he was busy that day and couldn't go to space.
Oh.
So he had to postpone his trip, which allowed this kid to take his seat instead.
I don't believe anything or anybody.
I want to know how much he auctioned, because it was $28 million. He must have been pretty close to that number. Where did this 18-year-old kid get this money from? Is it Bitcoin, probably? Bitcoin millionaire?
I don't know, man. I just don't. I don't care. I wanna sometimes.
I don't think you would care about anything right now.
Well, I mean, it's not affecting us. And like you said, had he went up, done it like last week, you know, the stupid Branson guy did it, you know, and he was like the same as Bezos. I just looked right, he's a billionaire. He got to do a billionaire thing, you know, and he's like up there trying to be, you know, profound in his statement, you know. As a young baby thinking of outer space, and now I want you to know, if you're a child, you can dream and make it happen. He left out the part in parentheses, if you have $90 billion. Shut up! Most kids are inherently broke.
Wait, who was that?
Branson?
That was Branson.
Okay. There. No, Bezos is stupid American, right?
Yeah, I think he's Cuban-American, isn't he?
I don't know. He was wearing some stupid-ass, like, cowboy hat and oppressor. He's like, I was so excited! Shut up.
Mm.
Like, I'm sorry, but if I had as much money as him, going into outer space, that wouldn't even be the most exciting part of my day. You know what I mean? My money, every day, would be the most exciting part of my day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Having a house built the size of a city.
But maybe because you think that way, maybe that's why that's why you don't have that money. Jeff Bezos is always thinking about new things, new innovations.
How he could screw his employees over.
Look, there's something to be said for that.
I don't
completely disagree with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on this
right.
at all.
Yeah. Because I don't think he was going to spend that money on his employees regardless. That's my point.
Yeah.
Like, people say that all the time. Well, why aren't these people? Look, not everybody's not Titus O'Neil, okay? Everybody's not out there doing great things with their fame and their fortune.
I wonder how much Jeff Bezos has in the bank. How much is liquid and how much?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's all, you know, how often do you say money is fake?
Oh, all the time.
Right.
It is fake.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's like, if you're going to be mad at, that's my point. If you're going to be mad at Jeff Bezos for going to space, then be mad at a doctor for driving a Bentley, and you're not. You know what I mean?
Well, a lot of people are.
But don't. I mean, then you're going to be mad no matter what. Like, I'm having a bad day today, but people have directly dicked me over today. I'm not mad because other people are more successful than me. And I even said that at the beginning of the show. I tell myself, try harder. Go up, go back at it. But people that are mad because somebody has money, that's stupid. I was watching In the Current today. It's the Buccaneers. Buccaneers.com puts it out. It's like, it's very similar to Hard Knocks, but it's all Bucks. Really well-made documentary series. I strongly suggest it. They're covering all of last season now. It's up to episode 5. And I was watching these guys celebrate, and they just look like happy young men. And for a half a second, it dawned on me. Every one of these guys are so rich. And I wasn't mad at them. You know what I mean? I go, you know, good for them. They provide a service. Why would I be mad that Carlton Davis has millions of dollars? Why would I be mad that Ndamukong Suh has millions of dollars? It's good. Good for him. You know what I mean? It's just so, it's weird to me that people are freaking out saying, oh, for the cost of a flight to space, you could feed. Yeah, you could. And wouldn't it be nice if that's what happened? But if I'm not mistaken, doesn't Bezos do a lot for charity every year?
Yeah. I mean, I
kind of has to. It's a tax write-off.
They want more. More and more and more. You should just give away his whole company.
Like, Bill Gates gives a ton of money to charity every year. I mean, he probably feels bad for creating the, you know, coronavirus, but still.
Listen.
I'm kidding, guys.
I hate corporations just as much as I hate politicians.
Yes.
Believe me.
They're the same. They're in cahoots
with each other.
Yes.
Certainly. No doubt about it.
Uh-huh.
So, listen, I get these criticisms. Certainly. However, just taking a step back today and watching it, even though it was stupid Jeff Bezos.
I mean, it's a moment in time. I see where you're coming from.
It was one of those moments where you go, I hate human beings a lot.
Yeah.
And this was a moment where I go, wow. Because it wasn't Jeff Bezos that did this. It was people that work for
team.
Blue Origin.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
So watching what humanity was able to accomplish today.
I wasn't mad at Jeff Bezos. Mm-hmm. I just didn't really care. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
I was more upset at the people on social media flipping out over it. Like, calm down. Have fun with it.
Well, people are robots. It annoyed me seeing so many tweets like, well, so many people are going hungry. And
they're just copying other people's thoughts.
There's not an ounce of an originality in these machines.
It's unreal.
Syntax is even the same at the end, the way they word things.
I almost think it's all like some sort of like spam bots.
Called human beings.
I feel like sometimes there's like a million Twitter accounts just saying, put your mask on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, literally there is.
You know what I mean?
There's ones that are organic computers and ones that are actual bots. But yes, there are
those
things.
I was so annoyed today by both sides of it. You know, just all the coverage, over coverage. I mean, sure, it's cool it happened. You know, the race to space with the billionaires. It was more cool when it was countries doing it back in the old days. But now billionaires have more money than the countries, so they're outracing us. How do you feel if you're NASA and you got beat by Bezos? They built a dildo before you.
Well, NASA...
Well, actually, NASA's went way farther. You know what I mean.
Yeah, but NASA's really exported all their space travel to SpaceX now.
Yeah, that's true.
They just sublet it out. I don't really even know what NASA's doing.
I don't either.
I mean, I
guess... Tracking UFOs?
They're still designing satellites and
I know what they're doing. You know why they're laying so low? They got Bruce Willis in a swimming pool in Arizona training for that rock that's on the way.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.